Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Marshall Islands warmly welcomes the delegation of Kitty Bus. We thank the delegation for the report and presentation. We are pleased to learn that Kitty Bus has instituted policies that define and prohibit the harassment of women, prohibits domestic violence against both women and men, prohibits discrimination based on gender, and require equal pay for equal work. We celebrate these measures that improve the rights of women and children in a traditionally patriarchal society. Likewise, we are encouraged by Kitty Bus' demonstrated commitment to mitigating the effects of climate change. We note with appreciation that Kitty Bus' approach to climate change policy has been innovative and multidimensional, with the government focusing on addressing child deadliness in the face of climate change and protecting the industries of communities most affected by climate change. With respect to follow-up on this UPR, we offer the following recommendations for Kitty Bus' consideration. One, issue a standing invitation to accept all UN special procedures. Two, address the human rights impacts of nuclear testing by monitoring, assessing, and responding to continued rights issues. Three, regarding human trafficking, address gaps with its penal code and follow work to address human rights in the fisheries sector. And four, implement domestic legislation that prohibits child labor. Komotata, and thank you.